Do you feel overwhelmed by your circumstances? Are you trapped living each day in survival mode? Are you left feeling depleted and exhausted in everything you do, including your health journey? My mission is to help you break free from living this way and teach you how to grow strong from the inside out so that you can ditch the idea of measuring up to impossible standards and start enjoying the act of taking care of yourself instead of dreading it. Get ready to experience life-giving transformation through wellness, a 360-degree approach that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Discover how you can achieve lasting results that will carry you throughout your health journey. So, please join me as we discuss fitness, faith, and fearless living. I'm Jessica Coleman, and this is Faithfully Fit Motherhood. Hello, friend. Welcome back to Faithfully Fit Motherhood. I am your host, Jess Coleman. Today's podcast episode is going to be about the steps that I would take if I was starting my wellness journey from scratch. And I think this is going to be fun because I'm just thinking back to the old Jessica, the Jessica from several years ago where I was very restrictive, over-exercising. If I were to tell that Jessica where to start, this would be the podcast episode I would give to her. I would be like, here, these are the steps that I would take onto your road to recovery and becoming well, becoming healthy. So I hope that this is fun for you guys as much as it is for me. Maybe you're in a position similar and you're wondering where to start. What steps are going to be the most beneficial and create the biggest impact on your journey? So let's dive in. The number one thing that I would do if I was starting a healing process with my body on my wellness journey is nutrition. That is the very first place I would start. It doesn't matter. Nothing else honestly matters. Your food and your nutrition are literally medicine. And not just the food itself, but your ritual with food, your relationship with food, that's where I would start. So a big part of that puzzle is definitely eating enough, which really rings home to me in my previous routine. If you know my story, again, I was very restrictive in my eating. This is a huge component. You've heard me, if you've been around for a while, you know this is something I talk about all the time, is getting enough calories in a day. On top of that, I would make sure to think about balanced blood sugar. So eating at regular intervals, and eating a variety of foods. So not cutting out any macros, not cutting out any food groups, and honestly just having a moderation of everything. And that even includes foods that are quote unquote not good for us. So I'm thinking of like sweets here. I love sweets. And back in the day, I did not let myself have them. But what ended up happening is then I would just binge on them when I did get the opportunity to sneak a little bite. And obviously that comes from relationship with food as well. And that being said, working on my perspective overall with food, which is something that I have definitely improved in, seeing discipline in my food, not as a bad thing, but also not being to the point of trying to strive for perfection in my eating as well. There's a difference between discipline and trying to eat perfectly all the time. So kind of as a summary with that, nutrition in general, things I would focus on is eating enough, balancing your blood sugar, so eating at regular intervals throughout the day, and eating a variety of foods and not being afraid of food. That's a really big thing. That's a really big piece. So that'd be my first step. My second step that I would take is to focus on my sleep routine. Now, obviously, if you are a pregnant mama, a postpartum mama, you have newborn, you have maybe even toddler that's not sleeping right now, this is a difficult piece of that pie. So I'm not speaking to you right now. Just focus on being a mama right now for your little ones. This is something that will come with time. But if you have that opportunity to create a sleep routine where you can try to get as much sleep as you can, I would definitely implement this second. This would be my second step because sleep is also medicine. So many functions happen when you sleep. Your recovery happens when you sleep. Your brain recovery happens when you sleep. So many functions are being restored. So it's such an important part of the equation. And obviously, a good way to get good sleep is to have a good sleep routine. So I would definitely make sure I'm, you know, either turning off my devices an hour before bed, maybe even more, maybe even longer. Something I want to like hinge into that and like have a side note for is circadian rhythm. I myself am not trained in circadian rhythm, so I can't say I have advice on it, but it's something that I've been learning about recently through some people that I follow. One of them being Lacey Lane, who is a good friend of mine, her podcast, Functional Medicine for Women. Another good one is Are You Menstrual by Amanda Montalvo. I hope that I said her last name right. But that's another good one. She talks about circadian rhythm in her podcast with Carrie Bennett. So again, I'm not educated in this area, but definitely go check out those podcasts for some details into this because this is a huge component of sleep routine. And honestly, your overall health, especially your hormones. So go check those out. I'll link them in the show notes. But also de-stressing before bed, finding ways to, you know, incorporate some breath work or just getting into a mindset of that wind down, which I know isn't always something that is possible, especially if you have young kids. Maybe you're, you know, going to sports in the evenings or maybe you have other commitments. So I know that that is something that is a component of this, which I guess I could now transition into step number three, because this kind of coincides with the sleep routine. So my third step in this would be to assess your time, you know, what you're doing with your time and your schedule in your day, because this has a huge impact on even managing stress, which is also kind of tied to this. So step number three, managing your time, your schedule, and managing your stress. And I'll say here just because it's something that I'm aware of. I know I'm definitely not in that phase of my life where I'm quite living it yet. My little guys are still under the age of 5. We're going to be going, my oldest is going to go into kindergarten this fall. So we'll definitely have a new adjustment, a new routine, a new schedule. There's going to be all sorts of new things coming our way. But something that I'm staying aware of and I really want to keep in mind as we enter this new chapter is our schedule. And in regards to that schedule is, do we have time for rest? Do we have time for wind down? Do we have time for essentially doing nothing and just being a family and just having time to, you know, just be? I think that's really important. And I think that's something that we're losing touch with. I think, you know, we're in such a hustle culture that if we aren't running, then we feel as though we're doing something wrong. And I mean, I don't know other lifestyles, other situations. I'm just speaking to myself. I just know that I want to have those boundaries with my schedule. And I know this isn't straightforward. I know that this isn't always in our control necessarily. However, something we can definitely be aware of, if we feel that burnout mode, if we feel like we are not getting the rest we need, if we feel as though Our sleep is impacted, and even our nutrition, because we're constantly on the go. So we never have time to sit down and just enjoy our food and to have camaraderie around the table. And, you know, if we don't have time for these things, really creating that awareness of how can I create that time? How can I slow down? How can I cultivate this ability to, you know, unwind and get into that zone? And that's really going to help with managing stress, because if we're just going and we don't have time to, you know, get into that mode, our stress is going to be very elevated. And I've again mentioned this before, there's no such thing as not having stress. And obviously cortisol plays a role. Cortisol is a stress hormone, but cortisol plays a role in our daily function. So it's always going to be in our systems. We want cortisol. Cortisol has actual function in our body. But if we have an abundance or excessive amounts of cortisol, then that's when things kind of start to go backwards. So managing that stress by managing our time, managing our schedule, managing our rest, that is so important. So that would be a big thing in there as well. And then obviously things that you can incorporate for managing stress, whether that be spiritual, like prayer, or even just physical things like maybe taking a bath, just some ideas throwing out there. But again, critical, crucial part of, you know, that healing process, that wellness journey. Okay, so I'm going to recap here, just so we're following. So first step would be nutrition. Try to get that in place. Second would be a sleep routine, which kind of hinges on also, you know, having a time and a schedule to be able to have a sleep routine and to manage your stress. So that's kind of where we're at. Now, the next thing that I would incorporate, and maybe you're surprised because I'm a personal trainer, that I would put movement at number four. But that is where I put movement. I put movement at step number four, because quite honestly, if we are crushing it in the gym at 5:30 in the morning and, you know, we're lifting the heavy weights and we're powerhousing 7 days a week, that will not help you if you don't have the other three things in place. It just won't. Your movement, I hate to say it, your movement will not benefit you. So I would say movement is number four, and gradual movement. Especially if you're just starting, I used to think that it was important to do high intensity working out every day. And obviously since then, since I've gotten my personal training certification, that has changed. So again, gradual movement, starting to just walk more, starting to move more. If you have an office job, getting up, walking around, and then eventually working your way up to time in the gym. Maybe that's 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. Great. Again, gradual movement. So that would be my place for movement is number four. And I also want to say too, with all of these, give it time. That is huge. And at this point, I should also throw in that definitely keep in mind with all of these steps to give it time. If I could really hone in on what's important, it's to take things as a step. That is why I called them steps that I would take, because they really are steps. They're daily steps. Taking things one step at a time, really establishing one thing at a time. So establish your nutrition. If that takes you 3 months, if that takes you 6 months, if that takes you a year, that's fantastic. This really is a journey. So getting those into place, once you have your nutrition, moving on to the next thing, sleep routine. If that takes you again, 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year, maybe longer, getting those each step by step and really adapting those habits so that it's almost becoming autopilot for you, or at least part of you and part of your routine. So that's a really big thing that I want to make sure that I don't skip. And I, again, you've heard me say that before, habit building, that is a really great practice. And I know that the slow and steady is not fun and it doesn't feel like it's getting you anywhere, but I promise you that is setting your foundations, and your foundations are setting you up for long-term sustainability. So they really are going to be the key to getting well, those foundations, those habits. So give it time. Then once you given it time and once you've established these foundations, you have them in place, I would then move into step number 5, which would be to do an HTMA test. Now bear with me on this one. Because again, I don't have training in this. This is not something in my scope of practice. But again, this is something I've been researching and, learning about. An HTMA test is a hair tissue mineral analysis test. The reason that I would do this test before any other test can do, the reason I would start with this one is because minerals, this is going to test your minerals. Your minerals have such a large role in your health. And if your minerals are off, there is a potential chance, more so a very likely chance, that something else in your bodily functions is going to be off. So this is where I would start. This is where, if you would do an HTMA test, you're going to see your mineral levels, you're going to see your stress levels, you're going to see your metabolic function. It's a really cool test. And in fact, Amanda Montalvo, who I'd mentioned, her podcast is Are You Menstrual? She talks about this as well. So definitely check that out. But she actually has a self-paced do-it-yourself course that's going to help you analyze those results. So it's really going to be an interesting piece of information to see what minerals you're absorbing, what vitamins you're absorbing, what your body is trying to get rid of, heavy metals present in your body. And you're going to see how your body is really functioning at a cellular level. That's another thing that's really important too, is this really measures your cellular level of absorbing what you are eating and your habits. A hair tissue mineral analysis test is going to give you an idea of what your cells are like, your actual cell. I've said this before on Instagram. I don't know if I've said it on a podcast, but our cells are what we are made up of. The cellular level is the smallest level, the most intricate level of our health. So if we have healthy cells, we're going to have healthy communication systems. So for example, your thyroid, your hormones, etc. You're going to have healthy tissues, which then means you have healthy organs, which means you have a healthy organism, which is the human body. So the cell is really the deepest, most intricate, most beginning level of your health. So this is what that test is going to tell you, is what your cells look like, basically, what your cells are absorbing, maybe what they're lacking. And then that also will help you understand if you need to do supplementation for anything. And that's where supplements kind of come into this equation. Supplements is the very last thing that I would recommend. Supplementation is great, but maybe it's not always needed. And again, that's where this HTMA test could really be valuable. And obviously, I'm not limiting to, you could do any kind of test and that would be great, but this would be where I would start. And obviously too, the HTMA test could be something that you do right away, because it could help guide even your nutrition. But at the same time, I made these steps in this order for the reason that getting those habits, that is really the overarching for most of my podcast episodes, but that is really the overarching message of this, is developing those habits. Because once you have those habits in place, when you do an HTMA test and you get results, if you have to make changes, you already have those habits in place. So it's just a matter of tweaking things and just, again, like I said, either supplementing or just adjusting as necessary. So that's kind of why I put them in the order that I did. So hopefully that makes sense. Okay, let's do a recap. So steps that I would take if I was starting my wellness journey from scratch. So the old Jessica, if I were to give her information, I would say, first, start with your nutrition. Eat enough calories in a day. Eat at regular intervals during the day. Don't go from, skipping breakfast, eating lunch, and then eating supper at 6 o'clock at night. Make sure you're eating at regular intervals. And eat a variety of foods. Don't cut out a bunch of things. You can even have your dessert occasionally as well. So that'd be number one. Number two would be your sleep routine. Try not to go on your phone before bed. You know, have a wind down routine. Maybe that means a bath and a book and a cup of tea. Number three, assessing your schedule and making sure you have rest incorporated in that schedule and managing your stress. That is huge. Number four would be gradual movement. So working your way into a fitness routine doesn't have to be all at once. It can be just a gradual process. And then finally, once you establish those foundations, doing an HTMA test, if you feel you need to do so, just to get an idea of what supplements you may need, or supplementing what you feel you need, if you feel that you are missing out on something. And also you could work with somebody, whether that be a registered dietitian, functional nutritionist, personal trainer, any of these categories, any of these professionals could help you. So that is this podcast episode. Again, I hope it was helpful for you. If you have questions, reach out. And I would say as well, not to put tons of pressure on yourself and to give yourself lots of grace, because this is a journey. This is a lifelong journey, and it shouldn't be something that we dread, because that makes it for a very difficult and long journey. Just as a little mention as well, if you found this episode helpful, I would love if you'd give a review and a rating. That helps the podcast get seen by more people and helps more women out there. And I also want to mention, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I know there's thousands and thousands of other podcasts out there, but the fact that you listen to mine, gosh, that means so much to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. As always, I hope you're having an awesome day, and until next episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope that what we talked about encouraged you. I'm so glad you're here, and always know that I'm cheering you on. Want more resources? Visit my website, www.faithfullyfitmotherhoodandwellnessinc.mykajabi.com, or contact me anytime on Instagram at jess.coleman. Also, if you enjoyed the podcast, please screenshot this episode and share it on your social media so that we can continue to spread the mission of living in the abundance God has intended for us. We are here to serve and lead each other to Christ. So let's set this world on fire with God's love. Be blessed, friend. Until next time, this is Faithfully Fit Motherhood.